This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. This is a sensitive topic, indeed. So we're going to approach it in two prongs. So I'm talking to our dear beloved daughters, our dear beloved wives, our dear beloved mothers, our dear beloved aunts, everyone that means a lot to us. Because you do mean a lot to us. As you heard the first lecture, you are raised three times higher than men. And indeed, you are the soul of the ummah. As we mentioned before, the word ummah comes from mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again honored you in the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did indeed. You are the measuring stick. Heaven, according to us, is where you are. You mean much more to us than you think. As a matter of fact, this poor slave of Allah believes that the state of the ummah reflects the state of our women. If you're really good and you're nourished, you prosper, so will the ummah. And if not, we will pay the price. Who said that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed mentioned something. And you know what people say? When you're dying, they say the most important things before you pass on. So when he was dying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Usikum bin nisa'i khayra," and he repeated it three times. My advice, my will, my recommendation for you is to look after you women, look after you women, look after you women. As a matter of fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his eggs in one basket. For us men, he says the best amongst us is the best to his wife. Amazing, wallahi, if you think about it. And that's why we care about you so much. Because it is true. You raise the ummah. You raise our children. You raise the future of the ummah, the youth. You are it, ukhti. So you are to us as a treasure. You are the treasure that we love so much that we want to protect. Because that's what you do with your treasure. If somebody comes up to you and says, you know, do you have some gold or treasure or jewelry? Will you show them to them? Here you go. Can I have your PIN number while at it, by chance? You won't give it to them. You have it in a beautiful, preserved way. So I'm talking to you, ukhti. Behind that head-banging music, behind the veil, behind the headphones that you have in your ear, behind the makeup that you wear, behind the perfume that you have, behind the teased up hair that you may do, behind the tight pants that you may paint on, behind the clothes that you want to show off, and behind the body that you're dying to be noticed for, and behind that beautiful face that you want everybody to recognize, and behind the peer pressure that you want to be known to be beautiful, you want to belong to a group, you want to walk around and make sure men, when they see you, they go, I want her. You are beautiful, ukhti. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. There is no doubt whatsoever. But everyone has his own beauty. How to use that beauty could be a plea for you or against you. And indeed, when you see the fitna outside, because they are a fitna for you too, they are a test. If you live here in Canada, indeed, yet you will see people, especially in the summer, especially sisters in humanity, When they walk around where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned over 1400 years ago what their attributes are going to be like. And now you have to compete with that. And you'll understand why the hikmah of the hijab comes in. The wisdom and the reason behind it. You see your husband looking. And I have to compete with that. How do I compete with that when I'm walking around, my head is not, hair is covered, and I'm wearing loose clothing, and all these other women walking around doing all of that? You see, before they go outside, they look in the mirror to make sure they're the best, they're beautiful. They have everything on, just like going on a runway show. Beautiful models walking around. Like a hanger that people put the clothes on. And they are now being enslaved into that indoctrine, the idea of this is what the fashion is like today. This year it's red, everybody wears red. It's black, everybody wears black. If the shirt is cut from the front, the skirt is high, above the knee, below the knee. Cut from the side, cut from the left, cut from the front, cut from the back. The higher the skirt, the higher the raise, the tighter the clothes, the tighter in you're in the crowd. You get the job accordingly. It's not what you have outside or inside, is it? No, it's what you have inside, not the outside. It's not the measurements, ukhti, not 36, 24, 36. That's not what we're after. We're after much more than that. Because you mean a lot more to us than that. So when they look on that in the mirror before they leave, they make sure they beautify themselves. You beautify yourself with the hijab. When they make sure everything is showing, you make sure nothing is showing. Indeed is a difficult task, wallahi. You are the hijab, you are a walking pulpit, it is min sha'air in Islam. Anybody could have a beard. Anybody, you can, different religions have brothers wearing beards. You could be even a hippie, or you could be a cheapskate, you can't even afford to shave your beard. But you, unmistakable. You are a walking pulpit. You should be honored, walking proud, raising your head high. Izzah, karama. Yes, indeed, you're so high. The angels know you by name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you above all. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. If you don't understand the hijab, let us walk together on this journey. Hopefully you'll understand why. Because most of us, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us do this? Are we covering for the sake of these perverts? Is this the reason you're doing it? Are you asking me to wear the hijab so these people here could actually lower their gaze and so on? That's not ukhti. There's a long list of things we get why I don't want to wear the hijab. And they always say, convince me about hijab. Say no. I can't convince you about hijab, but I can convince you about Islam. Because the error here is not with the hijab. It is with iman. So if somebody tells me, convince me about the hijab, I said, ukhti, you got it all wrong. But I'll talk about it. But check your iman, your heart. Why? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the hijab, it is best for you. فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. They will be known, so they will not be harmed. And if indeed you ask why, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, as I mentioned in the earlier one, says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Isn't he the one that actually gave the creation its creation? And he says, indeed he is. وَالْأَمْرُ عَطْف. And he's the one that gives the command. So scholars will tell you, we wear the hijab to what? For the reasons for these guys? No. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that command, we wear it. We may not understand the wisdom, and indeed there's lots of wisdom in it. But we do it because we are Muslim. We submit. That's best for us. And anybody thinks that Islam is the one that came with the hijab is sadly mistaken. Hijab was there before Islam. And I had this discussion with rabbis and priests, and we sit on the multi-faith committee and we discuss these issues. Even the schools that come to the center and talk about these issues. And I ask him the same question. Was hijab there before Islam? Indeed it was in Christianity and Judaism. Islam makes sure that everything else comes back in line. Adds what has been deleted, corrects what was mistaken, and deletes what has been added. Exactly the same. Pure, going back to primal instinct. Natural path. We understand that nuns wear the hijab. And I'll explain the word hijab, by the way. It's not what you think. And I always ask, could you please tell me what the hair color was of Mary? May peace be upon her. The mother of Jesus, may peace be upon him. Up till now, I've heard so many different colors. I'm not going to share it with you. But you can imagine. In the end, they tell me, I don't know. And I ask him, why? He says, because she was wearing hijab. Amazing. So they tell you being oppressed. Is it true you've been oppressed? Wallahi, you're being freed. You're not enslaved to whims and desires because you're walking around being measured according to your beauty. No, you're being measured according to your intellect, what you have in your heart, who you are as a person, not who you are as a body. Way higher than that you think. You know why, ukhti? Because if you have what it takes now, you have what it takes, you flaunt it, you will be a threat to others. Other women don't have what you have. So you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wisdom of Islam that protects everybody else from you. But whether you like it or not, that time clock ticks. And when you look in the mirror one day, you will see some lines starting to appear. You will start seeing some gray hair starts to come around. Maybe some glasses, maybe some hearing aid. You will make noise when you sit and even a higher noise when you get up. Gravity starts to work. Aerobics don't do the trick anymore and you still love chocolate. It's a tough battle, but you don't have what it takes anymore, ukhti. Now there is a younger girl than you, more beautiful than you, a better body than yours. Now your husband is going to look at others like you were to others for that fitna. You used to be the arrow of shaitan. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانَ as you do will be done unto you. But if you protect yourself for others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from everybody else. So when you're young, Islam protects everything, everybody else from you. But when you're old, Islam protects you from everyone else. Now think about it, ukhti. You are freed indeed. Why? Because you're not enslaved to a creation. You're enslaved to a creator. I share with you a story of Dr. Rudabdir Hafidhullah also once said. A woman came in the audience that says, women in Islam are oppressed to wearing this hijab and so on. You know, he said, great. And he offered her chocolate. In this chocolate, he had two. He says, please come. So he took the shell off one and kept one without a shell. He says, please choose. Go ahead. Which one do you think she chose? The one that was covered. He says, get your hand off my hijabi chocolate. He asked her, why did you pick the one that's covered? She says, well, you know, it's not seen, it's not touched, it's not on the long list. Same thing, ukhti. Do you understand now who you are? And there's much more. The pearl is what's inside. The shell may not look as pretty, but just what's inside that looks pretty. Indeed, you're a walking pulpit. And the word hijab, by the way, you understand hijab is a veil. Or conceal. Or something to ward off. But the actual word in the Quran, because they will tell, you know, it's not in the Quran. Go, you're right, that word hijab is not in the Quran. It says, إِسْأَلُوهُ مِنْ وَرَاءِ hijab, meaning ask the mother believers behind a curtain. So, illness of the heart even doesn't go there. But the word khimar is there. And when people say, you know, it wasn't for me. It's not ordained for me. But if you go back to the Quran, you'll find out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, O Prophet, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, قل, say, talqiniya, say unto them, to your wives, your daughters, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and believing women. If you don't want to be among the believing women, أختي, it's your choice. It's a free country. You can do the Macarena, you can raise the roof, you can do the funky chicken, you can do whatever you want. It's up to you. But it's a choice you have to make. Which one do you want? Choice of freedom or oppression? Choice of Jannah or other way? A place in heaven or a place in hell? When you think about it, when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was told, even the women, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. So it's Surah An-Nur verse 31 and Surah Al-Ahzab verse 59. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about one chapter, the lower garment, and the other chapter about the upper garment. Amazing. But he says this khumr, يَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمْرِهِنَّ عَلَى جِيُوبِهِنَّ. This khimar, says, you see, no hijab is word khimar. There's no, that word hijab is not there when it comes to that. So it's amazing. You know, by definition, the word khimar is what you cover your head with. It's imagine. He says, you know what? Could somebody say, you know, here's a sock. If I give you socks, do I have to tell you, put the socks on your feet? They're socks, dude. Okay, no, you see, I don't feel good today. I'm going to wear the socks on my head. I'm a sock head today. On my nose, maybe tomorrow. I'm Mr. Potato with socks on my ears. Socks are worn on the feet. Khimar is worn on the head. It's really that simple. It's amazing when people actually don't even know Arabic language, don't know the definition of the meaning, and they start giving you fatwa. And if you are going to go shopping, fatwa shopping, to make sure that you get out of the hijab, it's up to you, ukhti. But first of all, are you a Muslima? I don't mean that takes you out of Islam, and I mean, do you submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's when I asked you first to check your deen, check your iman, check your heart. And if not, you know what it is? Plant the seed of iman. The fruit of iman will take out all shahwat and shubuhat. Plant the seed of iman in your heart. Faith in your heart. All the misconceptions of shahwat, whims and desires, shubuhat, gray area about your deen will be alleviated. Because it's a battle between you and shaitan. It is indeed a battle between you and shaitan. So you could be a slave of a Rahman or a slave of a shaitan. You know, ukhti, that some of the scholars say, يُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقَدَامِ. It's a bit scary. Hang in there. We'll finish on the positive, okay? Promise, inshallah. But amanat al-ilm, we're entrusted to say the good, the bad, and ugly. Both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same methodology. If you do this, you go to heaven. If you do this, you go to hell. If you do this, you'll be rewarded. If you do this, you'll be punished. Same. We do the same with our children, everybody else. In schools, in jobs, you get reviewed, you get rewarded, you get fired, you get promoted, you get raised. It doesn't matter. Everything is according to consequences. Same thing, ukhti, as you go shopping, and that's your favorite word, isn't it? Shopping. I want you to think that this world is like a shopping mall. You go to different stores, you buy what you want, different colors, different size, different shapes, different styles, you name it. You get everything you want, but what do you do when you actually leave the shopping mall? Before you do, what do you do? You pay. That's all there is to it. You can do whatever you want. You pick the style you want. But in the end, be prepared to pay the price. So we have seen the different styles. Have you? Not? Oh yeah, and these, by the way, these are not my terminology. These are terminology that actually are now all over. It's actually Facebook pages. The Punjabi, the hojabi, the stealth, the camel hob, the ninja, the there's so much. Oh yeah, the hijab for just a cell phone. Have you seen these sisters? It's just, why do you wear hijab? It's just so convenient for my cell phone. I just put it in here, walk around. Hey, how you doing? I don't have an iPhone, so the protector is right here. So you get everything. And then you get confused. What's going on? What is halal? What is haram? What is that all about? So let's give you just a quick synopsis of what it is to identify it. And then we'll take you home, inshallah. So among it, it says, لا يصف ولا يشف. You should not describe your figure. And it should not see through. And you've seen this, I'm sure. And wallahi, I never wanted to spare anyone from the mercy of Allah. Never. Maybe some of us are not wearing hijab. That's fine. May Allah bless you, give you strength. But at least you're here. At least you made the effort. At least you did something to come and listen. And that's the first step, ukhti. Congratulations. You're on your way, inshallah. And don't want you to leave this lecture. And when you go outside, to go, oh, I'm talking to you. No, never. Never, wallahi. The simple fact is that everybody is different. Every level of iman, the faith is different. We don't judge. We weren't there all the time. Remember, we all make mistakes and sin. But the best of those who make mistakes and sin, those will come back. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes the surah of hijab. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Do you believe it? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the hijab, He says, وَتُوبُوا, I'm going, everyone. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, doesn't say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. His, those who believed, come back, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first thing, la yasif, so it's not too tight. And you understand that sometimes some of the sisters think that as long as you you cover your head and you can do anything else with the rest of your body, you're covered, right? That's hijab. According to them, that's what hijab is, just to cover your hair. So they put this stylish French bonnet. Ho, ho, ho. They speak like that. It's so, so just so trendy. So French-like. Okay. And then the rest of the body, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's like being painted on. You know that one? You know the sister? Don't look around. Don't look around. I know you do. Okay, now somebody's going to go, help me. I think it's me. Now how do I walk out of this one? Call somebody to give me a cover. Okay. So you got the painted on. You know, same. I talked about this before. You know when you wear the pants and your voice changes as you wear the pants? How you doing? How you doing? You know, it's different. Slightly tight. You already know it's tight, ukhti. How do you know it's tight? You know when you want to take your pants off? When you go, so you lay on your bed, you on your back, and you ask for your two younger daughters, Tutu and Susu. So each one is on a foot, and you say, pull, and you have to, and you turn blue because you can't breathe for a few minutes. Okay, you already know it's a bit too tight, right? Ukhti, so first one is, la yasif, doesn't actually show the contour and the figure of your body. And the second one is, la yashif, meaning, cannot see through. All right, man, I got you covered. You get off my back, okay? It's loose, so you cool with that? All right, but you can see everything under, ukhti. What good of hijab is that? So the first one, loose. Second one, cannot see through. Very good. And you cannot imitate men. So it is known, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, read between the lines. If it's known in that area that only men wear these type of clothes, don't imitate them as such. And it's not the shuhra, meaning the fame of people that are known to be not righteous and so on. And it cannot be in itself to be, when you walk around like a neon sign. Woo, woo, I'm here, wee, type of thing. Okay, so it kind of goes to the opposite of that means. Fantastic. Okay. And of course the perfume, if you go around, right, you wear everything and you put all the makeup on and all the perfume now, I'll tell you why a bit later, inshallah. We don't have enough time, but hopefully we'll get you there. Okay, so this is a general idea because it was part of the program just to give you what the principles of the hijab is in general, inshallah. Okay. Now I understand now that, okay man, I'll get you off my back. Cool. All right. What else do you want? I don't want to. I want you to be happy, ukhti. I want you to go to Jannah. So I want you to think, the uniform in this school, there's a uniform. Believe it or not, when you go to work in McDonald's, they will pay you minimum wage. But they will give you a uniform. They will tell you, if you want the job here, you want to be part of McDonald's? I'm not working for McDonald's. Know that I'm promoting them. I'm not recruiting for anything. But I'm just telling you. Just any company, doesn't matter. You go and they give you a uniform. You know what? Listen, here's an orientation thing. Here's the rules and regulations. You follow this, you will get it. Not then you're, I'm sorry, you're not. You cannot come and work here. Now, similarly, Jannah has a uniform. You know why I'm saying this, Ukhti? Let's talk on the negative first, and we'll finish on the positive, inshallah. I mean, this topic is very big, by the way. Let's talk on the negative, and bear with me, please. Hold on. I mentioned a verse earlier, there's others, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُؤْخَذْ, meaning in the third person, it will be taken. Meaning the angel, some interpretations, to a nasty place. يُؤْخَذْ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. Okay, so you've seen the Facebook picture. And I've talked about this before. You know you have two Facebooks, right? Two Facebook accounts? No? What? Just other sisters. Not us. No. Okay. Cool. So you are Sister Fatima. And you invite your mom and dad to your Facebook account, Fatima. And you call them father and mother. But then you have another secret Facebook account. Well, you call yourself Foxy Mama. And again, like Brother Fayez says, you kiss the air in the corner. And the hijab is slightly different now, where you have this bangs hanging down, stylish, so beautiful, well convenient as your check under the hood. Look, I'm not wearing this hijab thingy because I have a bad hair day. No. Check this out, man. Yes. And of course, if it's not windy that day, to make sure that it's moving, you start. You know, some of the scholars say for every single hair strand that is shown, there's one evil deed recorded. Multiplied by how many non-mahram men, meaning a foreign man, sees it. Now I want you to think about that. How many hairs do you have, Ukhti, if you're not wearing hijab yet? But inshallah you will. May Allah protect us and guide us and guide you, inshallah, to the straight path. Ameen. Multiply that by the days you live. Multiply that by the how many millions now see you online. And multiply that by the day till your life ends. And how many evil deeds you've got for every hair strand, for every man that sees you till judgment day. How many good deeds did you do a day, Ukhti? So Allah says, يُؤْخَذْ بِالنَّوَاصِي. You know that front air? This nawasi, that's called nawasi. وَالْأَقْدَامِ. And some of the scholars says, أَقْدَامِ for men, nawasi for women. Because you use your feet to go to different places. Of course, us too, but this is a stylish part. Just that. Where? Hellfire. Some of the opinions says, even would be hanged with a chain of fire. If that's what you're looking for, Ukhti, by all means. It's a free country, as we mentioned. But the choice is up to you. You should do the right thing. What you want to do in this life and the hereafter. Before I take you to the positive, inshallah, I get one more scary hadith. I've only used one verse. And I'm only going to use one hadith. And then we'll finish with the positive, inshallah. Because you never know, some of us are different. They only come with a fear factor, and some of us come with a love factor. Whatever it takes, that's my motto. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sinfan min ahli an-nar lam arahuma." There are two types of people, the dwellers of hellfire, I did not see. They weren't at my time. One, regarding men, it's not our topic for today. And by the way, you have a hijab too, akhi. I'll come to you, inshallah. It's true. صنفان من أهل النار لم أرهما. Two types of the dwellings of the hellfire I did not see. One of them says, نساء, كاسيات, عاريات, مائلات, مميلات, شعورهن كأسنمة البخت, لا يدخلن الجنة, ولا يشممن ريحها, وإن ريحها يسمم مسيرة كذا وكذا. Amazing, scary hadith, wallahi. Two types of people that are dwellers of the hellfire I did not see yet. He says, women, kasiyat, they're dressed, but they're not dressed, ariyat. It's amazing. When say, listen, man, I'm dressed. What are you talking about? The only thing that is shown from me is my neck, my ears, my head, my hair, my legs, my thighs, my arms, my bosom. I'm covered. What's up? No, Prophet says, isn't that kasiyat? They're dressed, ariyat, undressed. They're not dressed. Ma'ilat. You know what ma'ilat is? Either ma'ilat an as-sirat al-mustaqim, they are actually being strayed from the straight path, ma'ilat. An al-haq, they are strayed from the truth. Or ma'ilat, meaning their body. They walk around with the high heels and the things are moving all over the place with a click, 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 click. And that sound, men, we have no, I mean, it's very difficult for us. And I'll tell you the proof. You know what? You are number one fitna for us. That my words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. You are number one test for men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. From what? The lurement, the decoration of a human being, shahawat, what is? Nisa. Number one on the list, women. So this is the most difficult for us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the akhwafu ma akhafu alaykum. The most difficult one that I fear for you is which? Nisa. So you understand now, man? Don't lower your voice using that. فَيَطْمَعُ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Even the illness of the heart with the voice. You know, like, hi, how you doing? Wow, for us, like, people pay money for this stuff. Oh, don't go, don't get ideas. Now you got to understand that. Ma'ilat, an al-haq istirat. You stayed away from the straight path and the truth. Mumilat, tumilna biqulubillah al-rijal ilayhinna. That means you will lure the man's heart to you. شعورهن كأسنمة البخت. You know that the camel hump thingy? Now I've seen this before and I've been asked before. You know, believe it or not, this is a true story. A new Muslim sister came to this poor slave of Allah, or my wife, I can't recall. I think somebody showed me from my family that the sister was given this hijab kit. Guess what that came with the hijab kit? It's amazing. A sponge, some kind of loofah, washing something. I don't know what it is. You know what that means? They put it under the hijab to make sure that they have that lovely boost hair looking like. Amazing styles, wallahi. So Prophet says, their hair is like the camel hub. You know that they teased up and they put it up and all that stuff. It's among the signs of times, ukhti. Do you believe it? Do you want to be among the signs of times? SubhanAllah, ajeeb wallahi. He says they will not enter Jannah, nor even come close to Jannah to smell the aroma of Jannah. And even Jannah could be smelled by so-and-so, meaning 500 years away you can smell the aroma of Jannah. Do you want to be that, ukhti? Do you want to be among those who, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees you on Judgment Day, and you want to intercede for you? Ya Rabb Ummati, Ya Rabb Ummati, my nation, my people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you don't know what they did after you. Do not intercede for them. إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُوا مِن بَعْدِكَ. You don't know what they did after you gone. They turned around, walked away. بَدَّلُوا وَغَيَّرُوا فَأَقُولْ سُحْقًا سُحْقًا لِمَن بَدَّلَ وَغَيَّرُ. They changed and exchanged. So I say, get away from me and forsake. I know you're not that. Those who changed and exchanged. Do you want him to intercede for you? Now, if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was around you now, ukhti, will you look the way you looked, act like the way you act, or talk the way you talk, smell the way you smell, behave the way you behave? Did you know the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ. Don't show your beauty. He actually mentioned it twice in the same verse. You know what that means? Is مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا is what is apparent, because you are beautiful by nature. And then he said it once more, repeated twice. Because it means your behavior, your moral conduct, your etiquettes, how you act. Not just that, not the exterior shell, ukhti. The hijab is also, by the way, covers that heart where the iman is in. On the positive, oops, the time is up. No positive. So you're on your own now. All right. I want you to imagine, we mentioned something. We said the hijab is uniform to Jannah. Raise your hand, you want to go to Jannah. Ya Salaam. May Allah testify, make that hand for you, testify for you on Judgment Day. Ameen, Ya Rabb. May Allah give you the book for the right-hand side. Ameen. Now in Jannah, Ukhti, I know that most sisters like gold. I'm getting the hook. Thank you. 2 minutes. Hey! They are so generous here. It's unbelievable. These people in Isna, Canada, very generous. May Allah bless you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. It's on sale. Okay. In Jannah, you know the trunk of a tree is made of what, Ukhti? Gold. Do you believe it? You know there's a shopping mall in Jannah? Who knew that? Allah speaks to your language. It's true. There is a shopping mall in Jannah. Every Friday you go shopping. Do you have to? You have to American Express, your Visa or MasterCard? You don't. Do you have to have your husband walking around with you going, Ya Rab, please Lord, have mercy on me. Do you know the trick where the brothers walk around in the mall with you and they're holding your hands? You know why they're holding your hands? You think they're holding your hands because they love you. No, to hold you back. Stay back. In Jannah, on Friday, every Friday, there's a shopping mall. You can get anything you want. Anything you want. And free. It's not free. There's a uniform that you have to wear in order for you to get the rest of it. There is trees in Jannah where a dress that comes as a fruit. You know the dress you will wear in Jannah, Ukhti? It will change color every hour. And the color you see, you'll never see again. And you don't even have to take it off and take it down. It will change on you. You worked too hard. You wore the hijab. The pounds of the tears were coming from the eyes that you actually had to fight. Even your parents, when they told you, if you actually wear the hijab, I will disown you. And I got that phone call. The sister is calling me. Said, my father says if I wear the hijab, he will disown me. You worked so hard for it. But there's no more tears. There's just joy. You don't have to work, Ukhti. You get anything you want. You don't have to do aerobics. You can eat as much chocolate as you want. You know that Justin Bieber guy? Not even close. You get anything you want in Jannah. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ. Anything you wish for and we have more. Who turns this down? The invitation that is given, which I'll finish with, was given by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not me. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. My whole ummah is Jannah except those who refuse. Could you imagine refusing to Jannah? Could you imagine, Ukhti, having an opportunity to live eternally, happily ever after? Never get old again. Never get sick again. Never get sad again. Sorrow again. Never cry again. Or you can cry watching Bollywood movies. It's good. You know. But it's the tears of joy, not sadness. You get anything you wish for. Who do you refuse this invitation? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, "Man ata'ani dakhal jannah." Those who obey me will enter Jannah. Those who disobey me, they have just refused. So the Jannah is offered for you, Ukhti. And it comes with a uniform of the hijab. The honored, the distinction, the one that makes you a Muslimah, mu'mina, slave to Allah, to Ar-Rahman, not shaitan. You're indeed your honor. You are our treasure. Protect your treasure of the heart, because that's where iman is, and that's where the hijab covers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you among those, Ukhti, ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers in Jannah as he gathers here today. Allahumma musta'an, Allahumma ameen. Akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah khayyin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.